Rebate checks wrong way to help California taxpayers. Commentary. Like most Californians, any day now my bank account will be augmented by the tax relief the legislature passed earlier this year. Governor Gavin Newsom's office enthused on October 6, starting tomorrow, $9.5 billion in middle-class tax refund payments will begin going out to Californians, with refunds of up to $1,050 that will benefit millions of eligible Californians under the largest such program in state history. The program will send about 8 million direct deposits and 10 million debit cards. The refunds also will go to illegal immigrants. Any refund of my hard-earned tax dollars is welcome, especially in this severely overtaxed state. But Newsom's explanation shows why this is the wrong way to help taxpayers. We know it's expensive right now, and California is putting money back into your pockets to help, he said. We're sending out refunds worth over $1,000 to help families pay for everything from groceries to gas. But this is a short-sighted way to help people. Although the extra cash will help somewhat, it won't change the behaviors necessary to help the overall economy. That's because it's a one-shot deal. The $100 billion surplus, or at least the $9.5 billion used for these tax refunds, should have been used to restructure the tax code to promote investments in creating new businesses and jobs. Those new businesses and jobs, in turn, broaden the tax base. And a broader tax base in the end actually increases tax receipts. That is, although tax rates go down, tax receipts go up. A big reason is because companies and rich people stop leaving the state. They stay here, expand, and pay more taxes. Let's look at the Legislative Analyst's Office's the 2022-23 budget, May revenue outlook. For what's called the Big Three revenue sources, it projected, for the fiscal year 2022-23, which began on July 6, revenue outlook in billions. Personal income tax $140.90. Corporation tax $34.80. Sales tax $33.30. Total $209. One more thing. The updated 2022-23 Big Three revenue outlook, just released October 10, estimated revenues will fall short of the May projection by $5 billion. Not a huge amount, so we can ignore that here. Now, a better way to rebate that $9.5 billion to taxpayers would have been to cut permanently one of the Big Three taxes by that amount. For example, the personal income tax, with receipts projected at $140.9 billion, could have been cut back $9.5 billion to $131.4 billion. That would have been a 6.74% cut in tax revenues. Most middle-class taxpayers now are in the 9.3% tax bracket. So cut that rate by 6.74%. Here's the formula: 9.3 equals 8.67. You get a new middle-class tax rate of 8.67%. A reduction of 0.63 percentage points from the current 9.3% rate. That's substantial. If your middle-class family state income tax payment is $7,000 a year, you would save $474 a year every year. Again, the cut has to be permanent, not just for 1 year. Alternatively, the corporate or sales taxes could be cut. Let's leave aside the corporate tax because it would be considered helping the rich. For the sales tax, state collections are projected to be $33.3 billion a year. According to the California Department of Tax and Fee Administration, as of October 1, the statewide sales tax rate is 7.25%. Local jurisdictions can add to that. But we'll just stick with the state portion. We're again going to cut the tax amount by $9.5 billion. So the $33.3 billion sales tax receipts would drop to $23.8 billion. And that $9.5 billion cut comes to 28.5% of $33.3 billion. so we could cut the state's 7.25% sales tax rate by 28.5%. We then reduced the 7.25% rate by 2.07 percentage points, which equals 5.18 as the new sales tax rate. Cutting 2 percentage points off all purchases permanently, again, would save everybody money from their budgets. That would be money in their pockets, as the governor says. Better yet, it would be money they could invest and depend on investing in future years, as the cut would be permanent. Or businesses could invest the savings in creating new jobs. This, by the way, is the method behind President Reagan's 1981 tax cuts, which reduced the top federal income tax rate from 70% to 50% by 1983, and further to 28% in 1986. It turbocharged the U.S. economy and ended the 1970s Jimmy Carter malaise economy of stagflation, stagnation plus inflation. Similar federal cuts now would lift us out of the current stagflation. But at the state level, they especially would help California's economy. Admittedly, it means going through the logic above. But we did it at the federal level in 1981. I remember the time well because I got out of the U.S. Army in February 1982 and went to Washington, D.C. to resume my journalism career when all of this was happening fast. People understood it, and it worked. Economic growth was a whopping 7% in 1983. It can be done. Maybe next year.